This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Every week together we are, I'm talking like Yoda now, I guess, together we are. Yes, well, we are together. I hope in mind and in body and in spirit, the American Family Farmer is aimed at helping people who are America's family farmers, not the gigantic big factory farms, but America's family farms, connecting food and the family and the farm with ideas on how to become successful, what's working, et cetera, et cetera. But I start each one of our visits with some of the news from the world of agriculture. And I guess this is as poignant as anything, taking apart the air quality. Some of the largest environmental health risks in our country come from agriculture, but not from your farm. The major source of air pollution, according to a study that's out this week, the health and environmental impact of the food, not just the food, but what's happening at the farms where they have 15, 16, 19,000 cows and pigs and that sort of stuff. These big factory farms are the major contributor to air pollution, according to a couple of different environmental groups. They contribute to the mortality of people that live in and around, and I use the example of what I know to be the facts in El Paso, Texas. Any of you have driven through town on the 10, whether you're going eastbound or westbound, if it's eastbound, the farm comes up about 5 miles before you get into El Paso proper. If you're leaving town, obviously, on the left-hand side of the 10, about 5 miles out of town, you can smell the farm from miles and miles and miles away. It is a treasure trove of trash. You look at anybody who knows anything about cows, when I go by, actually, I got off the highway once to drive around the farms where all of these thousands of cows were, just to see. It was the worst example, I suppose, maybe the best example, depending on what your feelings are. It's the worst example of animal care and of quality of milk and product that comes out of this place. The piles of manure are everywhere. The stench that you can smell coming up the road. Most of the time when you go by a farm out in the country, the smell, frankly, I love the smell of my farm. Silage, feed, manure mixed together. You know, you may chuckle about that, but it's a wonderfully, those of you who've grown up on a farm with cows around, you know what I'm talking about. You have a fond feeling for that odor. But when you get around a factory farm, first of all, what the cows are eating, that contributes to the smell. The piles of manure everywhere, that contributes to the smell. The rotting carcasses of the animals that haven't been disposed of, that's in the smell. So you got all of this, and it really is, it's a recipe for disaster. And yet, people who don't know anything about farming, youngsters go by and say, "Ew, mommy, what's that smell?" And mommy explains, "Well, look at all those cows. That's a dairy farm. That's where your milk comes from." And, you know, you get to the point of not understanding, unless you're from some area where there are cows. You know, I was at a dairy farm up in Vermont last week picking up some cows, and there were, I think, 49 cows being milked in this herd. And I said to the fellow who runs the farm, "How are you doing?" He says, "We're paying our bills." And he didn't say it in a nasty, negative way. He and his son-in-law run the farm. They make a lot of hay, and they sell it. They make milk, and they sell it into the pool. But they're okay. They're not doing great, but they're doing okay. And so I think to myself, okay, I'd like to see that, more of that. In Vermont, you see quite a bit of it, and it's good. It's healthy. The farm smells great. But if you take those same animals and you add them to a herd that includes 15,000 other cows, you're going to get what is basically in the air, the particulate matter that makes people sick, the pollution that makes people sick. And so when agriculture is judged, it's not judged by what you and your family are doing on your farm. the farms are, or at least the results of farming, are coming the consequences of feeding all of this stuff that they get, and the quality of the milk that comes out of there, the production, cows being milked three times a day, like machines, you can hear in my voice my disdain for all of it. But the air quality, make no mistake about it, cows on family farms have no connection whatsoever to the farms that we're talking about, these big factory farms. The amount of nitrogen and ammonia, sulfur dioxide, all those things. I get into arguments with people about methane gas and what's going on with that, and then I counter with, well, the poop that comes out of the rear end of a cow, when you see a poop patch on a pasture and see all the green that comes out from around it, all those microbes, those are healthy. But those things are not what's coming out of a cow that's in a huge factory environment. So I guess my message here is very clear, hopefully, that what you're getting from the factory farms is not what, that's not a farm. It is a factory. And they are responsible for the damages in the atmosphere because of the concentration of the feedlot, the concentration of the gas and other things, the livestock waste, the fertilizer application, all of that stuff. This is not, and if you look around at people who are dying, according to this study, 8,400 people die every year because of exposure to all of this stuff in Pennsylvania, North Carolina, the upper Midwest, those places. So it's time for the family farmers to push to muscle the factory farms and farmers out of contention or out of focus so that they don't become what people think of agriculture. I think that's really kind of the bottom line here, and I hope that the message is clear. One of the other quick news stories, the Biden plan to limit long-standing tax breaks that are used by farmers. I remember 4 years ago when the Trump administration narrowed the use of tax deferment, the like-kind exchange, that was okay. But the attack on farmers and farmland, the lack of understanding from Biden, who comes from an ag state, Delaware is an ag state, the amount of money that is being lost, people can't, let's say the farm's worth $1 million and you don't have cash, but you got land and the land is debt free. So you die and the government is going to want to take 47% of the value of that asset as taxes. You can't pay it, you sell the land. That's it. That's the bottom. So how do you keep agriculture going when you are literally stealing the land from the families that have made it work? That's really how I look upon it. So once again, we have people in Washington who are totally clueless as to what's going on the farm and what's necessary on the farm. So hopefully you'll communicate with your senator and congressman and maybe bring some of these actions to a halt. Those are the two main items I find from the Farm News Desk here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with some product information about Calitrin, the weight loss formula that will help you be your best, look your best, feel your best. Losing weight's important, isn't it? You don't want to get sick because you're too fat, or maybe that's not very gentle, but it is true. You're too heavy, maybe. You're overweight, you know that. So go to toploss.com. Get the information about Calitrin and help yourself to weight loss that's effective, satisfying, and lasts. You're on this program, you lose the weight, you keep it off. 86% success rate, man, you can't get much better than that. 100%, I guess, would be great, but, it's not going to happen. You notice the vaccines are about 90% effective. Well, this comes close. Lose weight the positive, progressive way with Calitrin. It's available at toploss.com. Use the DJV code when you're checking out for a 90-day free supply and also for free shipping. That's all there, basically to help you lose the weight and keep it off the positive way. Calitrin at toploss.com.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world. Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit USPS.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
So, how can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible, Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. And now get 15% off signs, posters, and decals when you spend $75 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 529. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
All right, let's get to our conversation of the week with Wendy Johnson, who is a farmer from Charles City, Iowa. She was born on the farm. Wendy, were you born on that farm, or did you move from one farm to another?
I was born on a farm about 2 miles from where I live. You know, I grew up there, but I moved away when I was 18. And then I moved back to this area 18 years later. So there was kind of a pause, you know, between the times I was living here as a teenager versus, you know, living here as an adult. So there's some good and bad to that. I think maybe some people think I'm still that, you know, that
the kid next door,
teenager.
Yeah.
I've actually had some other experiences in my life, and I'm probably quite a bit different than I was when I was a teenager. So
yeah. Well, isn't that true of all of us? I can say that in terms of my own experience, I'm glad you're telling that story because it gives me a little chance to review myself, thinking about who I grew up around, the farmers that were influences on me. One man was like my second father, and he was a very sensitive, sweet man, taught me a lot about the cows, and I loved him and loved it. I think that's why I loved the cows as much as I did, because of what he influenced me to think, whereby then I think about the other fellow who's down the street from him who had the produce farm, and man, was I scared of him. So we probably all grew up. And at my age, I don't have to be scared. I don't have to be afraid of anybody anymore, but, you know, you have those things. So what did you like best about where you grew up?
I liked being close to my grandparents because the farm I live on now is actually my grandparents' farm.
Yep.
And so I have really great childhood memories of coming to visit this farm and my grandparents and spending a lot of time with them.
Yeah.
And growing up in a small town in a very rural area was kind of, I couldn't wait to leave. When I think about memories as a child, I guess I just enjoyed being outside all the time, and that was part of being a farm girl and living in rural America, is just being outside.
Most people get excited about the coming spring, but more of us who are on the farm get excited, even though you talk lovingly about snow and cold, you can have all that, you can keep it. But then we know that there's a thaw coming and that there are things we can see the stuff grow, and that's an exciting thing. So I want to talk about you and your husband's collaboration on the farm in Charles City, Iowa. It's called Joya Food Farm, J-O-I-A, foodfarm.com. Go to their website, 21 after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Keep your motor running, 23 after the hour on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Wendy Johnson from Joya Food Farm in Iowa. So she's told us the story about where she came from. I just anecdotally, as I listen to you, sometimes I compare with people who are telling the story so we can all identify with you and your situation. I thought it was very important for me to get away from my family as well. I grew up in Massachusetts. And I couldn't wait to get to Ohio to go to school. And what I ended up doing was working on a dairy farm and a bull farm while I was a college student. And it gave me the opportunity to see farming a little differently than what I had grown up around, because every region has different ways of doing things. So I got my start in radio and continued my interest in the farm when I was in college. It sounds like you had a pretty good college experience. You met your husband, right, when you went to school?
No, I actually didn't meet him for a ways later. So,
oh, I thought you did, really?
No, ah. I went to school in Minnesota, and then I moved to Los Angeles, and that's where I met him quite a few years later. Yeah.
What did you do in Los Angeles?
I moved there to work as a stylist for television and film, and
I
ended up not really enjoying that occupation. I just felt like I needed something a little bit more substantial that I could feel really good about.
Yep.
So I changed careers, but in the meantime, after I had moved to Brazil for some time, and then I moved back to Long Beach, California, actually, and then that's where I had met him. So
well. What is the old thing about you can't keep them down on the farm after they've seen the big city? I don't think that that's true at all. I think many of us that live part-time in the big city, I've had it because I have a part-time home in Los Angeles, and it's I like it there a lot. My children are there, but I don't. It's not the farm. I don't want to, you know, people say, why don't you go move to California where your children are? I don't want to. I don't want to be there. I want to be on the farm.
Yeah.
Thanks very much for the suggestion, but I would rather be here. So what did your husband know about farming?
Absolutely nothing. He had never been east of Las Vegas. So
really?
He was kind of a, he had, his diet was so different than mine, and it was just kind of an eye-opener, I think, for him when he moved to Iowa.
Mm-hmm. So is he a partner on the farm with you? Did you make a farmer out of him?
Yes. I did. It's pretty amazing. He is a success story. he has really taken, animals have been his forte, and so we took a course on holistic management. I don't know if you've ever read that book by Alan Savory, but
I have not.
The emphasis is to, you know, do what is what you're good at and embrace those things, and maybe move away from the things that maybe you're not so good at, or hire them out, or whatnot. And so he's really, my husband Johnny's really embraced animals, and so that is his job or forte on the farm, and that's what he really enjoys to do. So he's our herdsman slash animal caregiver, I guess.
All right. So you made a big leap. This is, I'm aiming this at a lot of people who are younger who are thinking about the same thing. I have a lot of younger farmers on the program because they have tended to find solutions to many of the problems that we are all facing being on the farm. But in training or getting him to find his legs, if you will, on the farm, did you have to teach him? Did he learn by doing? How did he learn to become a farmer?
Learn by doing. It's all experiential, and it is for me, too. It's not like it was an intrinsic thing. You know, I grew up on a farm that was a corn-soybean farm. My dad built some of the first hog confinements in the area in the early 70s. This type of agriculture, that's all important.
It's the new world order, man. It's the new world order of farming, and there's no getting away from it. And it's probably a good thing for many of us to understand. All right, hold on a second. Wendy Johnson, we continue with a focus on what she and her husband have done and how they've done it on the Joya Food Farm at joyafoodfarm.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Green Box Capital, an alternative lender, is here to help small to medium-sized businesses with the funding needed to build back during these challenging times. And for a limited time, is offering 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio to fill out a short form and connect with a real advisor who will work with you to create the best funding solution. Mention the code radio to redeem your special offer. With funding as low as $3,000, up to $500,000 in all industries across the U.S., Puerto Rico, and Canada, Greenbox Capital can help with your financial needs today. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Again, that's greenboxcapital.com/radio. Get the business funding you need while saving 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Greenbox Capital, fast funding for small businesses.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden reversed his original plan of halting construction of the border wall started by President Trump and hastily stopped under his executive order. Biden now plans to resume 13.4 miles of wall construction in the Rio Grande Valley. The Concho County Sheriff's Department in Texas is mourning the loss of two fellow deputies who were killed in a shootout Monday night. Deputy Samuel Leonard and Sergeant Stephen Jones were responding to a dog complaint. According to officials, 28-year-old Jeffrey Nichols fatally shot the two after a car chase and the suspect barricaded himself in Eden, Texas. That's in the very center of the state. Nicholas was arrested and charged with two counts of capital murder and is being held on $4 million bond. CEO Elon Musk announced on Twitter Wednesday consumers can no longer buy Tesla vehicles with Bitcoin. Musk cited the environmental concerns associated with Bitcoin. Musk says the cryptocurrency has a massive carbon footprint. USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi.
I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
The Center for Disease Control says it will update their mask guidelines when they learn more. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The nation's top health officials faced tough questions this week at a Senate hearing on the government's pandemic response. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky was asked about the agency's hesitancy to lift guidance on mask wearing, especially in outdoor settings and among people who aren't fully vaccinated. Dr. Walensky later told CNBC that the CDC hasn't updated its mask-wearing guidance because they're still waiting on more data on the real-world effects of the COVID vaccines.
So we were looking for science to ensure that the vaccine works just as well in the real-world setting as it did in the trials. We need to ensure that the vaccines are working against all of the circulating variants that we have here in the United States. We're following that carefully. And then we need to make sure that you're not an asymptomatic carrier if, in fact, you're vaccinated. So all of that science is emerging. That's what we're following, and we will use to update our guidance.
At this time, masks are required on planes, buses, trains, and other forms of public transportation traveling into, within, or out of the United States. GOP House of Representative leaders on Wednesday ejected Liz Cheney from their leadership ranks. Cheney says she plans to seek re-election to Congress representing Wyoming. In a statement issued after the vote, former President Trump said, Liz Cheney is a bitter, horrible human being. She has no personality or anything good having to do with politics or our country. End quote. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Welcome to the farm.
Brian helps to get us into the focus here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. This week we're hearing the story of the Joya Food Farm, a website, joiafoodfarm.com. Wendy Johnson and her husband have taken her grandfather's farm and made it a diverse sort of livestock and organic crop farm. They sell to their local communities what they raise on the farm. So how broad is your market and how much competition is there for Wendy and Johnny? Your daughter is how? She's 5, so she's not helping you yet, right?
That's her first job, so she has started a little bit.
Okay, good. All right, so what is the market like here? This is a town that is, I'm guessing by looking at the circumstances, that this is not a big community, so how do you spread your produce and sell it? Is it all retail, or do you do some wholesale? What do you do?
We have to do a mix, so it's retail, wholesale, some to restaurants. So it goes probably all across Iowa, and there are a handful of aggregators, distributors that ship things, from let's say Des Moines to Omaha, or mm-hmm. from Twin Cities to Iowa City. You know, there's some different trucks that move food here and there, but really our main focus is 45 to 100 miles radius for us.
Mm-hmm. And how do people know you're there?
Well, that's a good question. Marketing is always kind of a difficult thing, but so we have a website, we have Instagram, we're on Facebook. So we try the social media route. We're updating our website so that we can have people order online. We can ship to our products are the majority of them are USDA processed, so we can ship them across state lines. So just trying to get, we have buying clubs also, so we're just trying to get the word out is probably the most difficult part of the marketing thing.
Yeah. And what do you like best about the circumstances? I mean, there have to be other farmers around that are doing what you're doing, because you're in a farm area, so are they doing the same sorts of things? Are you learning with each other? Are you cooperative with each other?
You know, we're kind of living in an area that is the majority of farmers are very industrialized. So the type of farm that we have, a very diverse livestock and organic crop farm, is unusual, you know, in our area. But there are more and more farms popping up that want to raise, you know, 3 to 4 sows or a 6 head of cattle or, you know, and sell them to the local market. And so I think it's kind of a new thing, and we're kind of trying to feel it all out of where we can sell our products. And I think collaboration is going to have to be the key eventually when more and more farmers start to diversify, which I am hopeful that they will. So
yeah, I think that is important. What sort of problems are you not in terms of dairy? You're talking. I'm looking at the livestock and the things that you're doing there. Your husband's the herdsman. Are you getting anywhere with dairy? Any traction at all? It's so tough to do that anywhere in the country now.
Absolutely, it is difficult. But we are not in dairy. We would love to collaborate with the dairy down the road. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult. The positive thing is that I don't know if you've heard of Organic Valley, but they're a cooperative, a dairy cooperative, and there are several dairies in Northeast Iowa that are part of that cooperative. So they do exist, and Wisconsin isn't very close, isn't that far away, and that's where Organic Valley is based. And so there's more as that cooperative grows, they invite more dairies into that. So they just haven't reached this far west, I guess, a little bit. So,
yeah. So in the gold department, you've described the farm well and where you are now. How much land, by the way, you're on your grandfather's farm. How much land is there?
We are renting 50 acres, and then our family farm is around 1,000.
All right. So the 50 acres is yours to use. Is it likely that when your father decides he doesn't want to farm anymore, that you're going to get the rest of the 1,000 acres?
That's a possibility. I have an older sister who lives out in Los Angeles, and so most likely it'll be, you know, split. I'd love the opportunity to be able to rent her acres if that ever comes to be. But, yeah, we're moving in a direction where he's looking at, you know, we're transitioning some management to me. Of his farm,
yeah.
But, you know, my vision for the big farm is a little different, and so we have to communicate a lot, and we end up kind of meeting in the middle.
Well, that's the best way. As always, I was describing earlier on another program how you make a deal. There's the left, there's the right, there's this number, there's that number, and somewhere in the middle is something hopefully most reasonable people can agree to. So, the East Coast where my farm is has to focus on other things other than just growing because we don't have enough land. I use about 800 acres of land on my operation because I need it to grow hay and corn and stuff for the cows. But I also am now selling a lot of hay, and there are fewer and fewer fields, and there are fewer and fewer people doing it. So it's an okay business. Fortunately, I don't have to make a living at it because it's my avocation. This is where I make my living. But still, I want to be practical and sound in my working with the farm. And I have lots of collaborative work with other people because I find we can't do it. I help the produce guy. He helps me. We use the same land, you know, that kind of stuff, which didn't, well, I shouldn't say that wasn't the way it was growing up. We were the same families were working with each other, just sort of a different way. It sort of changed because now I'm the heavy and he's lighter, whereas his folks were heavy and the people I was with were lighter. Do you know what I mean? It's just the reality has changed around. But there is much interest in our community. People want to come to the farm. They want to see the cows. They want to go to the other farm. They want to go pick the vegetables. They want to maybe get on a tractor or something. Can you do that in Charles City, Iowa? Is it practical?
Absolutely. Yeah, and we really invite people to come out to the farm to do that. But what I think what's different with it, with maybe where you're from and here is that this is all rural. I mean, we don't have a town larger than Des Moines, Iowa, which no. I don't know how big cities are in
well, I know Des Moines. This program is on a station, and my morning program is on a station in Des Moines. And I have some friends that live not far from you, actually. So,
okay.
Yeah, and I've been on I'm on Boone, Iowa, there's three or four cities in Iowa that I've heard, and I've been there. And I actually like the feel. It's just too damn cold in the winter. But other than that, it's a great place to farm, really.
Yeah, yeah. So we definitely invite people to come out to the farm to visit. And even in these small rural communities, many people have not left, you know, the outskirts of the city to go to a farm or ever been invited to a farm to see where food comes from.
And, yeah.
And so we invite people to come out all the time. It's a good experience.
All right. So you're raising your daughter on the farm. You're a mother and a farmer. And she's old enough to understand what happens to the pigs and the lambs and the things that you're raising. How is, and you apparently bring people to watch the animals. If they buy an animal or a steak in an animal, they watch what the procedure is at the slaughterhouse. How does that affect her? You grew up around it. I noticed that you don't use electric prods. Those things move. They drive me nuts. I don't slaughter any of my animals. I let them live till they retire, and I give them away to people who use them as lawnmowers, but I won't slaughter them. I just don't. I won't. But that's just me. A lot of people need it because they need the money to sell the animals to survive, and then other people just, you know, they like meat, and that's fine. I don't criticize people for that. It just doesn't work for me. So how is it that you, I remember the first time I was about maybe 7 when I went to a slaughterhouse. Oh, my God, it scared the hell out of me. But it wasn't necessarily sensitively done. So how do you do in that circumstance? Because you talk about that on your website.
Yeah, we just want to be as transparent as possible. And, you know, I've been vegan. I've been vegetarian before, too. And I wanted to create a place, a farm, where people who want to eat meat can eat responsible meat. Mm-hmm. And so that's, and I'm no longer vegetarian, but I do, before I became a farmer, I supported farms that raised their animals ethically and humanely. And so we wanted to offer that to people.
All right, hold on a second. I want to spend a few more minutes with you, Wendy. Wendy Johnson talking about what her experience is. A lot of inspirational activity here. And so I didn't really let her, and I want to spend a few minutes on her being a mom, but I sort of tied it to going to the slaughterhouse and stuff, and how do you tell your children about that? We'll continue. A lot of important information here on the American Family Farmer.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Clay's Cleaning Service has a spotless reputation.
You take care of the windows. Hello, this is Clay.
But his business operations could use a light dusting.
Boy, I had you scheduled for next week. I'll just check here. No, absolutely. We will be there tomorrow.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Couple of more minutes now here on the American Family Farmer with Wendy Johnson, inspirational story. I didn't quite feel like you finished your discussion about being a mom and a farmer, putting them together, what you're teaching your daughter.
Well, it's I know starting out when we first had Vivian as a baby, we were trying to figure out, how are we going to do chores, and am I going to have to, you know, when you have a small child who runs around or is not running yet and you have to carry them around and you're working with some larger livestock and castrating and, you know, doing things like that, it can be a little dangerous. And as a new mom, you know, at that time I was concerned. But it really, learning from other farm moms, peers that I have, friends and peers, and seeing, you know, how they do it, put them on a backpack or, you know, just bring them with you wherever you go. It's just, you roll with it. And so that's what we ended up doing. And I think she experienced a lot from when she was an infant, even though she doesn't remember it, but, and now it's just about a balance game. Now she's at school, you know, three times a week, but she, you know, she's active in our garden. She already has her garden planned for this year and her seeds picked out, and she's just an active participant on the farm, and I couldn't ask for anything more.
I'm looking at a picture of you. You're on the cover of a book called Women and the Land, written by Barbara Hall. I would expect that a lot of people might go to find out. I think this is a very important aspect, by the way, number of women who are working. It isn't just a single family. It's not just a single person in the family running the farm these days. And it looks to me like you have it figured out, or you're well on the way to figuring it out. And that's part of the education, part of the inspiration here. So for those who are looking for, especially as women become more and more active, in my area, more women own farms than men. Frankly, and I think it's a great thing. It's kind of sexy in a maybe a strange way, but this is a good book, Women and the Land, and the story of the Joya Food Farm. So check that out online, joiafoodfarm.com. You will learn from that, as you do from hopefully most of our conversations here on the American Family Farmer. It's 10 before the hour.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Three past the hour now on the American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen. The salute to loving and respecting animals part of our conversation in a recent post to the American Family Farmer. The podcast begins with news about how growers are looking toward future soil shortages, expanding rooftop gardens, that sort of thing. We also have I think it's a kind of fun exchange between Michael Harrison and I. Michael is a Talkers Magazine publisher. It's a Bible of the talk industry. And that's the world that I'm in, the talk world. Michael got me started on the American Family Farmer. We tell that story. But he also talks about this song that he and his band Gun Hill Road have done. He invited it. He wrote it. It's a spoken tribute to animal life. Know You Are Real. I Know You Are Real is the name of the song. You can check that out and hear it. I also talk about tractor supply stores and why all the merchandise they sell is basically made in China. Hardly an American, a great American story. Also, there's a podcast that I did recently that I wanted to tell you about, talking, it was a reference in part to COVID and how it's affecting farmers, their mental health as well as their physical health. There's that. And then we had the fellow who was in charge of user engagement for Farm Progress. It's a major publisher all over the Midwest, Mid-South. Farm Futures was one of the things we were talking about, markets, grains, that sort of thing. So that plays into what is life for us, even though the big consumer giants, they're involved in commodities, they sort of make the prices. It's important for us to know what's going on, and these farm broadcasters are great sources of information. So you want to know a little bit more about that, that's part of a podcast as well. Recently, lots of great info. Hopefully you'll avail yourself of it as you can. If you can't hear these programs in their entirety, it's a good way to get a snapshot. AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, the idea of farmers, I was talking earlier about, you know, the gases and what's going on. What makes a farm? What makes you a farmer? And I will divorce myself completely. I don't think the men and women who work on the factory farms are farmers. I think they're just employees. They're hired employees. They don't have a feel for the animals. They don't have a real feel
for where the product goes. They're just there like a truck driver would be. And I'm not saying anything negative about a truck driver. I'm just saying that there isn't the making of a farmer isn't something that you're going to find happening on a huge, big factory farm. I was thinking about a young fellow that I know named Barry. He was a son of a friend of mine. He wanted his own calf. And so his father gave him a Jersey calf. The father has jerseys. I have jerseys on my farm. It was a present for birthday. And so this, you know, on the farm, this makes a great present. And she wanted, this youngster wanted to have the calf so that it could be raised. And then she and her brother were involved in 4-H. They both raised a heifer, and they stayed members until they were 18. They each fell in love with jerseys. There's something about a jersey. I've had a thing for jerseys all my life on the farm, been around cows all my life. The face, the kind eyes, the demeanor for the most part, unless you're with a nasty Jersey bull. Well, that goes for any bull, not just Jersey bulls. But there's a youngster that I got to know that went to vocational high school. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get a couple of cows from him, a couple of yearlings. He's raising raising cows on his father's farm. And so, you know, he's looking now at going into the service. His father has about 30, 35 cows that he milks. That's not a full-time job. He has to have a job off the farm. I went to the farm and I looked around and I thought, okay, this is the way to do it. But most people can't afford to do that sort of thing, and that's really the difference. The animals are expensive to buy, they're expensive to raise, and at the end of the day, what comes out of them isn't necessarily that valuable, which is kind of a shame. That's what I find it very distressing that we have all of this stuff going on here in our business, and yet we can't seem to make a living. We have so much attention being given to us in what we're doing. I think, well, maybe the times they are changing. Let's hope they are, so that you get value for all the work that you and your family do. That's my point of view. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the weekly farm program for family farmers, the American Family Farmer.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.